From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. is sending several hundred more troops to Iraq to bolster the fight to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement Monday in Baghdad, where he's meeting Iraqi leaders and his commanders on the ground about the next step in the campaign.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops in support of the ISF and especially at the Kiara West airfield. This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year.
A senior U.S. defense official says the Iraqi forces' recent seizure of the Kiara air base near Mosul marks the completion of the coalition's first 10 plays toward defeating the Islamic State. The Dallas police chief is appealing to the public and authorities for assistance as his department tries to recover from the hate-filled ambush killing of five police officers and the wounding of nearly a dozen other law enforcement officers by a lone gunman. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says his department is being stretched too thin.
What we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish here is above challenging. We're asking cops to do too much in this country. We are. We're just asking us to do too much. Every societal failure, we put it off on the cops to solve. Not enough mental health funding. Let the cop handle it. Not enough drug addiction funding. Let's give it to the cops.
The chief says they are continuing their investigation of the shooting by downloading more than 100 hours of